Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is the gospel lesson which you heard just a moment ago, Mark chapter 10, verses 23 through 31. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, when your eyes get to be my age, it's doggone near impossible just for a thread to go through the eye of a needle. And it all gets harder from there. It's a lot harder for a camel, but it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. And a lot harder than just overcoming the stumbling block of riches is for anyone to enter the kingdom of God. It takes a miracle. And it takes a bigger miracle for you to enter the kingdom of God. You remember the setting for our text today, the occasion. The rich young man has just gone away sad when Jesus told him to sell everything he had, give to the poor, and follow Jesus. So Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How difficult it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." We'll just blow on past Bill Gates and Wayne Buffett and Mark Cuban and Steve Jobs, you know, raised as an LCMS Lutheran, became a Buddhist. It's hard enough to get past that stumbling block of riches, but it's more difficult still for anyone to enter the kingdom of God. Jesus said to his disciples again, "Children, how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God." Period. Did you hear that? Difficult for anybody. I know there's a variant there in the text. Some later manuscripts that say how difficult it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. But the more difficult reading, and therefore to be preferred, is this one. It's the one that leaves it absolutely open. Because see, it's not really the money. It's our sin. And we've all got that. Whatever else we've got, money or not so much, we've all got that. And ain't no sinners getting into the kingdom of God without a miracle. How difficult it is for anyone to enter the kingdom of God. It took the Son of God becoming a human being. It took the sinless Son of God becoming sin. How about that one? It took the eternal Son of God dying on the cross. It took God dying in order for anyone to enter the kingdom of God. How difficult! What a miracle! And it took an even bigger miracle for you to enter the kingdom of God. You knew we weren't really going to skip over Steve Jobs and Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, right? You know, anybody who can go to the lunch line for all you can eat and then come back and do it again tomorrow is rich. Any husband and wife who routinely get ready for the day in separate bathrooms, maybe even out of separate closets, where the big issue is whether you got enough hot water for both of your showers, you're rich. How do you think you would do with Jesus' words to the rich young man? Sell it all. Give to the poor. But it's not really the money. It's not the fact that you're rich that we're really talking about here. That's not the big problem. The miracle that it takes for you to enter the kingdom of God is faith. And I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe. For man, for me, it's impossible. The disciples were exceedingly astonished and said to Jesus, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, it is impossible." The Son of God becoming a human being and dying, that's an incredible miracle. But you know what Luther said about the miracle of the incarnation? He said, the bigger miracle was that Mary believed the words of the angel. The devil and all the powers of evil couldn't stop God from becoming a human being, from dying, from rising again. In fact, they became accomplices in the whole thing. But when it comes to faith, there's the problem. You and me, and I fight it, and you fight it with everything the old Adam's got. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts. The Holy Spirit has worked the miracle. I believe that Jesus' death on the cross has saved me. So we're good to go. One more moment. There's one more thing in this text that's impossible for us to believe. Verse 29, "Truly I say to you, there is none who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel, who will not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life." We're not talking about the eternal life part. It took a miracle to believe that, but the Holy Spirit worked that miracle already. And we're not talking the persecution part. You believe that without any miracle. We're talking about this. There is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel, who will not receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands. Do you believe that? You know better than that, right? I mean, it frankly would be a very simple miracle for God to give us 100 times as much stuff. But he's not going to do that. You know that by experience. That's impossible to believe. Believe it. Right now, in this life, you who have a modest apartment or a dorm room, right now, in that little abode, you have 100 times and more what the unbelieving billionaire has who thinks this is all there is. Knowing that all of those things, material things, are blessings from God, gifts that flow from having been reconciled to God by Jesus' death on the cross, gives you infinitely more right now, this day, in those simple material gifts, makes those little material blessings, your property, worth infinitely more than a billionaire's mansion.
It's impossible to believe that. It's true. With man,
it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God. With man, all this is impossible. But with God, it all happens. Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.